And now Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Heather Curley Novak's 18 for 2018.
So we have this shiny new year. We're only a little bit into this 2018, and we hold our breath against the anguishes we knew in 2017. We pray and we hope and we cast spells or throw dishes or journal until there are no pages left. Good people we know die. Others experience pain so rocking and deep we cannot even. We do not know what to say or do, or we sit like Job's friends around them in silence, just being there, or we avoid them. Sometimes we wish we could avoid ourselves. We make mistakes and try to improve our lives and ourselves, and here we are again in the daily struggle and challenge and bittersweet of life. So we have this shiny new year, and we are desperate for it to be better. We want to be better. Resolutions? New Year's resolutions, they can fall flat by mid-March. Some of us are old enough that we know ourselves well enough to skip that old saw. At least this year. This year matters. For those of us who are the list makers, the doers, the ones who used to enjoy a good resolution or two, I have something interesting to share. That Gretchen Rubin author I mentioned before on her Happier podcast, she mentioned 18 for 2018 in several episodes. It was a listener idea about making a bucket list for the year. It has normal personal resolution-y goals, like lose weight, but more measurable, like lose 10 pounds and weigh X amount. 18 for 2018 list contained longer-term goals of personal improvement, like quest for and land a more satisfying job, but also things we just want to do that make us happier. It was a combination of 18 items that would make you happier in the next 12 months, from small to huge. I started jotting things down for myself in my passion planner, like take a random road trip and use old-time swear words instead of cussing so very much you work in a church for crying out loud. I added to the list and felt so inspired, I have my 18 for 2018 and a bunch of alternates. I have already crossed a few off. Number 13, get a museum membership. And number 16, purge old cosmetics. I've started on lose 5, 10, 20, etc. pounds by joining Weight Watchers and going to the YMCA a few times each week. I've seen 4 of number 14, watch all 26 Marilyn Monroe movies. My husband, who is neither a resolution maker nor a journaler, joined me in making a list of his own. Our friends have put pen to paper and compiled their lists with lovely action items and thoughts. We are becoming more intentional about our time. We want to be present, mindful, satisfied in the smallest parts of our days. We are sharing our lists and connecting more deeply with each other as we name and share what matters to us. Number 9, plan a girls' weekend. And number 12, read 2 poetry books. And number 1, learn how to do a headstand. Other people's items are inspiration for more of my own. Host a high tea, celebrate Galentine's Day, help my child succeed in their hobby, attend live sporting events, volunteer monthly doing IT or greeting or filing or being a tutor, run a 5K. If this interests you, what would be on your list? The act of naming a thing can be powerful for our minds. Creating our lists and posting them visibly can steal back time from the little foxes nibbling away at our hours and days. It is easy to believe that deeper joy and better lives lie in buying newer things, in being thinner or having that corner office. The truth is, whatever we already have becomes old and doesn't satisfy us for long. Being intentional with our days and weeks and years can help us be happier with more life in our life. We are not guaranteed time here. Even this simple moment together is a gift. What will you do with this shiny new year? For Michiana Chronicles, this is Heather Curley Novak.
1, 2, 3, 4, tell me that you love me more. Sleepless long nights, that's what my youth was for. Oh, teenage hopes, are I that you
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.